Okay.
Ready?
Ready to begin.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the Cabazon Water District Finance and Audit Committee meeting for October 21st, 2025 at 5 p.m. Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please be seated.
Roll call. Director Melissa Carlin.
Here.
Board Chair Jerry Tincher.
Here.
And General Manager Michael Pollock.
Here.
Go over the financials under the Financials tab. On the first page, we have the balance sheet as of September 30th, 2025. On line 5, we have the total cash and investments, which is the district's cash, Chase Bank, Local Agency Investment Fund, or LAIF, and California class accounts. That total balance was at $2,574,684 at the month end, and the district's total liabilities, which is way down on line 36, was at $377,205 at month end. So we got rid of a lot from line 23 due to other government San Antonio Pass Water Agency, because we finally received reimbursement for the Esperanza Waterline Improvements Project.
Nice.
So now that remaining $34,000 is just for the retention for that project. So once we get paid, we can pay back the San Antonio Pass Water Agency.
Cool.
That's it for this page for me. Does anyone have any questions on this one? No. Moving on to the profit and loss. Again, this is as of September 30th, 2025, and year-to-date is at 25% of the year. So I'm going to go through and call out some that are either way over or way under that 25%. So first we have the revenues. On line 7 we have basic facilities fees, which is at 70%. So we budgeted for 4 3-quarters and 4 5-eighths inch new services, but so far we've received...
We currently have 6 3-quarter inch and 4 5-eighths.
So we've
already exceeded what we planned for. We also have a residual, because normally when a customer signs up for a new service, they'll pay half and then they have a year to pay the remainder. So last year's residual is $13,267 that's owed from 2024. This year there's a residual left of $16,252. So we're gonna end up pretty well in that line item.
Okay.
And then on line 18, we have the total revenues, which is at 29%. So overall for total revenues, we're a little bit over what we planned for at this point in the year. And then moving on to expenses, total payroll on line 26 is back on track. For the past couple months, it was a little over because we had 1 month where there was 3 pay periods, but now we're back on track. And then I skipped line 13 because I was going to point out that one. On line 13, we have the miscellaneous non-operating income, which is at $38,000. We didn't budget anything because that's just random income that doesn't really go towards any specific account. But since we sold the truck, the 2022 Ford truck, we got $38,000 for that one. We did end up spending around that much or how much was it for the?
$30,000.
So that's going to be later in the budget, but
yeah.
That's why that one has activity, even though we didn't plan for it. All right, moving on. On line 36, we have the facilities, wells, T&D, other. Year to date is at 70% of the annual budget due to $12,600 for work on the almond vault and the main valve at the Bonita vault with clay valve maintenance. And then moving down to line 41, supplies and equipment. Year-to-date is at 64% of the annual budget due to $4,000 for the purchase of bill forms and envelopes. So it's just for water bill statements. We purchase those about once every year. So that'll last us. For that purchase, the $4,000 purchase will last us the whole year. On line 45, printing and publications, we only have $500 in the budget for that because we don't do a lot of printing and publications. But we did do the general manager job posting, which was $550, and so that's why that one's over budget.
Threw the budget out the window.
So it looks like it looks all bad. It's at 110%, but it's $50 over, so it's really not that bad. On line 46, we have the computer services, which is at 38%. That is due to the Microsoft 365 email management. We were on a really old version of email management, and so they upgraded us to Microsoft 365, which is we get billed monthly for it instead of, I think before we had paid like a one-time licensing fee. And then line 48, office expenses, other. That would be due to notary costs. So we have the notary come in probably every 2 months to sign for liens, lien releases, waivers. And so that's what those expenses are from. On to the next page, we have line 51, the financial audit. This is just due to the timing of the audit, since we had a bulk of the work done in these first few months of the fiscal year. We're at 44% so far. And then that is all I was going to call out. Does anyone have any questions about any specific line items?
No, not really.
So then the very last one, net income slash loss. Right now we are at a net income of $203,257. Pretty good. And then on the last page we have capital projects. So far the only ones that we've had activity in is the rate study, because we've had a lot of that work done already in the first few months. Tonight we have that item on the agenda, so you guys will have to vote to receive and file it, so that way we can mail out the notices to customers.
Yep.
And then on line 8 we have the Well 2 facility building. That $29,000 was for the concrete, what is it called?
The drive. The concrete driveway approach.
Concrete driveway approach. And then besides that, next fiscal year we might install the electricity pole box.
Yeah, the Edison service is $17,900, and then there's a pole box that's required because they're asking us that we need to supply some of the materials. So the pole box is, I think, $6,800, and then all the little odds and ends that go with that. But we'll budget that for next year.
Yep. That's it from me. Any questions?
No.
All right, well.
Still holding strong financially.
Yeah, doing good.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we should, any public comment? Anybody on the phone? Okay. Well, let's adjourn to check signing.